With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. While not predicting it, President Trump isn't ruling out the possibility of a sharp economic downturn amid uncertainty over the impact of tariffs.
After making several references last week to possible economic pain, the president was asked on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures if he's expecting a recession this year.
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition, because what we're doing is very big.
He also said Americans will need to be patient before seeing the benefits of his tariff and trade policies.
It takes a little time. It takes a little time.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Tariffs, a huge issue north of the border, where Canada's Liberal Party has chosen Mark Carney as its leader. That means the left-leaning Carney will be the country's next prime minister.
The Canadian government has rightly retaliated and is rightly retaliating with our own tariffs that will have maximum impact in the United States and minimum impact here in Canada. And my government will keep our tariffs on until the Americans show us respect.
Carney heard on the BBC, President Trump says Canadians have taken advantage of the U.S. for far too long. He's committed to leveling the playing field. As Canada imposes retaliatory tariffs on the U.S., China is hitting Canada with a fresh round of agricultural tariffs. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says the U.S. may soon be lifting a pause on intelligence sharing with Ukraine. All five people on board a small plane survived yesterday afternoon's fiery crash in a parking lot in Manheim Township, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. No injuries on the ground. Those on the plane hospitalized, three taken to a burn center. There's no word yet on the cause of the crash. The FAA is investigating. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 348. This is SRN News. In 2005, Austin, Texas resident Daniel Geraci, like everyone in his city, was busy helping over 6,000 families that had flooded into Austin in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. He tells correspondent Lori Tratip of SRN News that the crisis in Austin was a turning point in his life.
It was in the middle of that the Lord downloaded a vision about a crisis response church network model that ultimately led to launching the Austin Disaster Relief Network that built to well over 200 churches, and we've trained well over 10,000 Christian volunteers to mobilize the body of Christ to begin responding to all types of crisis, mostly disasters.
Geraci's initial church outreach became a blessing to many, since over the next 14 years, Austin, Texas experienced 16 major disasters, three of those being catastrophic. Tomorrow, we'll learn how Geraci's vision has expanded to churches nationwide. This is SRN News. There's a push to do more to feed an energy-hungry America.
After 4 years of dismal action by the Biden administration and with spiking energy demand, a number of states are pressing for ways to build new power plants faster. Policymakers trying to protect residents from higher electric bills and keep their economies on track. Some states are dangling financial incentives or overhauling regulatory structures. Lawmakers in several states now debating regulatory overhauls to spur power plant construction. Jason Walker reporting.
Firefighters on New York's Long Island have managed to knock down wind-driven wildfires that raged across large swaths of the island's Pine Barrens region over the weekend. The fires prompted the closure of a highway, evacuation of a military base. Though there's apparently no evidence of arson, investigators are on the job. More details at SRNnews.com.